And I'm delighted to have on the line Liam Lambert, who runs and owns the theatre as it is now. Liam, good afternoon and welcome to Near FM.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
And thanks for coming on. First of all, give us a bit of, I suppose, the background to the theatre and what you're putting on at the moment. Is it Jack and the Beanstalk is on at the moment?
I've Jack and the Beanstalk on at the moment on the weekends, on the Saturday and Sundays. And then during the week, we have a lot of schools in at this time of year, and I'm doing Cinderella.
Cinderella?
It's a much larger production. There's a lot of special effects and things in it as well. It's they get quite a kick out of it.
Yeah, because it's great.
It's a lively show.
Yeah, well, you see, what you know, the one thing that I try and cover on this programme is things like this, because, you know, and my listeners probably fed up listening to me saying, I hate the kids sitting just in front of a screen or their phone or whatever. There's no interaction. Mm-hmm. And yet, if you put them into a theatre situation that's a live act, they just come alive and they start interacting and they start screaming and shouting and behind you and the whole lot. And
it's extraordinary. It's extraordinary to watch. And you've hit the nail on the head there. With, you know, I have a 6-year-old son myself, so I'm always concerned about the amount of time he wants to pick up a phone or pick up an iPad or whatever. And when the children haven't changed over the generations, you know, they enjoy, they're very honest. If they enjoy it, they let you know. If they don't,
they let you know quick enough as well, yes.
You know, I had a show yesterday now, and being a sunny day, there wasn't that many in, but there was one small child there, and it was her first time at a show, and she spent most of the show telling Jack that what was in the story that she was seeing wasn't what was in her book. So Jack had a great little chat with her about that, which, you know, it becomes part of the show itself.
Yes, that's yes. Yeah.
Participation. And it changes from show to show, whether it's a very large crowd or a very small crowd, or whether the people have been here. We can always tell with the adults whether they were here when they're children by the way they behave. They just flick back into being children. You know.
And of course, as I said, you've been there since 1972. Your dad set it up, and
that's right. Yeah,
because you've got what, about 250 capacity in the theatre auditorium.
That's correct. Yeah, it's a 250 seater theatre. Yeah,
and of course, unfortunately,
I'm here at the moment. I'm here at the moment in the workshop. There's three of us here at the very moment working away on new puppets here. We've been working a lot in the workshop, replacing a lot of the stuff that we lost in the fire.
Yeah, that's what I was going to mention. Yeah, that was very sad.
So we've been working constantly on that, but we have four people here working away now constantly, building puppets and that. And that's great. That's very exciting. You know, it's turning a negative into a positive, I think it is.
Yeah, because, as I said, you know, I was going to mention the fire a couple of years ago, and I did see it on, I think it was Nationwide, you were on with
Barry Kennedy. Yeah, it was last
September. Yes,
September, so it was, yeah.
Shocking altogether.
That was extremely difficult to deal with, and we're still dealing with it, but, you know, we're...
The show goes on, as they say.
The show goes on, and we're in the process of developing some new shows as well as replacing some of the old shows.
Well,
it's all nice and busy.
Good, good. And if there's any teachers out there who may be listening and they're wondering what to do, you know, with their students in the run-up, because I know this time of year things start getting a bit frantic, yep. Because the kids all want to get out. So if there's a school trip, you guys, the phone number is 280-0972, or you can check out the website at lambertpuppetstheatre.com check about
availability. The puppet theatre entails all of the arts. You know, it's performance, it's painting, it's sculpture, it's lighting, it's costume design. It's everything in the arts, you know. And the children get an awful lot out, but especially these days, being able to participate in things rather than be an observer.
Absolutely, yeah, absolutely. And tell me, is Judge still around, or did he get?
Judge is still around. Yeah, I had after the fire, I had phone calls from a member of my family, and the first thing they said is, "Judge, all right, not me or anything. It's Judge, all right."
Who cares about family and friends? There are more important things out there, really, Liam. You know, it make no difference about the rest of you. You know, but poor old Judge survived anyway, which is the main thing.
Judge is great, and he's still here.
Yeah. Well, look. the very best. Continued success, because it's a fantastic place. And Liam, continued success. And you know, as I said, the phone line for bookings is 2800974, or have a look at your website, the Lambert Puppet Theatre. And Cinderella is running at the moment, and I'm sure it's excellent.
And Jack and the Beanstalk.
And Jack and the Beanstalk at the weekends.
Yeah.
Well, Liam, continued success. And if you ever need anything here on this side of the city, please give us a call.
Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks very much indeed, Liam. Thank you.
Right, bye-bye.
And that was Liam Lambert, one of the great Lambert family, about their Lambert Theatre. And it's the only purpose-built puppet theatre in the country. And I'm sure every kid somewhere along the way has been there and enjoyed the great stuff there.